The Gleaming of the First Supermassive Black Holes, by Guillaume Drouart et al. We present the results of a new selection technique to identify powerful L_500 megahertz greater than 10 to the power of 27 WHZ^1 radio galaxies towards the end of the epoch of ionization. Our method is based on the selection of bright radio sources showing radio spectral curvature at the lowest frequency, approximately at light year 100 megahertz, combined with the traditional faintness in K-band for high redshift galaxies. This technique is only possible thanks to the Galactic and Extragalactic All-Sky Murchison Wide Field Array (GLEAM) survey, which provides us with 20 flux measurements across the 70 to 230 MHz range. For this pilot project, we focus on the Gamma 09 field to demonstrate our technique. We present the results of our follow-up campaign with the Very Large Telescope, Australian Telescope Compact Array and the Atacama Large Millimeter Array (ALMA) to locate the host galaxy and to determine its redshift. Of our four candidate high redshift sources, we find two powerful radio galaxies in the one lower than's lower than 3 range, confirm one at Z equals 5.55 and present a very tentative Z equals 10.15 candidate. Their near-infrared and radio properties show that we are preferentially selecting some of the most radioluminous objects, hosted by massive galaxies very similar to powerful radio galaxies at one lower than's lower than 5. Our new selection and follow-up technique for finding powerful radio galaxies at Z greater than 5.5 has a high 25 to 50% success rate. This was The Gleaming of the First Supermassive Black Holes, by Guillaume Drouart et al.